except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour, hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, April 29th, 2026 edition. A new poll was just released. This was done for the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, and they use Glengariff Group to do the polling. A new survey of likely primary voters shows U.S. Congressman John James holding an 18-point lead in the upcoming 2026 Republican gubernatorial primary election, while also highlighting deep engagement among the party's base and very strong alignment with President Donald Trump. Glengariff Group poll was conducted April 21st through April 24th. That was last Tuesday through Friday. Among only 500 likely Republican primary voters, found that John James was leading the field with 37% of the vote, followed by businessman Perry Johnson at 19.8%. Former Attorney General Mike Cox came in third at 9.9%. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt came in at 6.9%. And Pastor Ralph Revant, according to this poll, was not included. Why are they not including him? He's turned in the signatures. He's got enough signatures to be on the ballot. Why are they not polling him? Well, the most important part of this, under 18% of those that were polled remain undecided. 18%. Now, that is an interesting number because we are more than 3 months away from the August 4th primary and people have already made up their minds. Very, very interesting. However, even with the double-digit lead, the race is far from settled. James's advantage shrinks among some very key blocks of Republican voters, where self-identified Make America Great Again Republicans, Johnson only trails John James by 11 points. Among the voters age 65 and older, a very critical primary voting block, his lead drops to 10%. The poll also shows Republican voters are highly motivated heading into the August primary, scoring likelihood to vote on August 4th, 9.4 out of 10 voters. 94% plan to vote in the August primary. Self-identified MAGA voters report even slightly higher enthusiasm than the classic Republicans. Classic? I guess that's the new term for establishment. Suggesting turnout dynamics could favor candidates who appeal strongly to the party's pro-Trump MAGA wing. Trump himself in this poll remains overwhelmingly very popular among the Republican primary voters. Survey found 85.9% view President Trump favorably, including unanimous support 100% among the MAGA Republicans. However, the support softens among younger voters, with nearly a quarter of those under 40 holding an unfavorable view. A quarter, 25% of younger voters. That means three quarters, 75% of the young voters hold him favorable. But see, they don't mention it that way. They say nearly a quarter under 40 hold an unfavorable view. Well, conversely, 75% under 40 support him. However, this is an interesting point. Still, a Trump endorsement could carry some weight in the upcoming primary, but not necessarily universally. 41.8% of the voters said they would be more likely to vote for a candidate endorsed by Trump. However, nearly half said it would make no difference. Among, again, the MAGA voters, the endorsement is far more influential. Nearly two-thirds, 67%, saying it would make them more likely to support that candidate, whoever the president endorses. Beyond candidate preference, the poll underscores a Republican electorate focused heavily on economic concerns. Roughly a quarter of the respondents cited inflation or the broader economy as the top issue facing Michigan, far outpacing any other issues. Another 16.8% said the most important issue was removing Governor Gretchen Whitmer and returning Republicans to power. Well, of course, she's going to be removed. She's term limited. She can't run again. The survey, however, also revealed a very underlying dissatisfaction with the party. Majority, 54.5%, said the nation's two-party system is not working. And voters were nearly split on whether today's Republican Party reflects the same values it held two decades ago. In terms of candidate positioning, James not only leads in ballot support, but he also posts the strongest name recognition as well as favorability ratings. Nearly 90% of the voters polled recognize him. His favorable rating was at 55.4. Perry Johnson, while trailing, shows room to grow, with roughly a quarter of the voters still unfamiliar with him. Very, very interesting. The other races that they polled was the Democrat race for governor. Democratic voters that were polled shows Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson with a very commanding lead in the 2026 gubernatorial race. However, the party's U.S. Senate primary remains wide open and still shows a large share of undecided voters. April 17th through the 19th survey of 500 likely Democratic voters found Benson leading Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson 66-8%. Nearly 23% of the voters, Democrats, are still undecided. Benson's advantage is driven in part by a significant edge in name recognition. Of those polled, 500 Democrats, 85.6 said they are familiar with her, compared to just 36.4% for Swanson. However, when it comes to the lopsided gubernatorial campaign, Democratic primary for U.S. Senate is far more competitive. After recent polling showed Senator Mallory McMorrow and U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens down, the Glengariff poll shows Stevens up with a very narrow lead. Stevens came in at 24.9%. Abdul El Sayed, 22.9%. And McMorrow down at 16%. However, 36% of the 500 Democrats polled are undecided. That's a lot. 3 months out, and almost 40% undecided. That's a lot of votes that can be won over. The data on the Democrat side suggests each candidate has a very distinct coalition. Haley Stevens performed strongest in Metro Detroit among Black voters and older voters. El Sayed is drawing support from younger college-educated voters and self-identified Democratic socialist. So he's getting the Bernie Sanders crowd. McMorrow appears to pull more evenly across all demographic groups, particularly among voters aged 40 to 64. With the Senate race unsettled, Democratic votes appear highly engaged, voters appear highly engaged heading into the August primary. Respondents rated their likelihood of voting very close, similar to the Republicans, 9.3 out of 10, 93%. The older voters in the Democratic Party showed the highest enthusiasm. We'll wrap this poll story up in the final segment. Hour number one, we'll be right back.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road. Only made me tired and so.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Wrapping up this Democratic poll done by Glenn Gariff Group for the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. They did Republicans, and then they also did Democrats. Benson, Secretary of State, she's going to be the candidate. Absolutely, without a doubt. Unless some major news comes out about her, she has got this thing wrapped up. U.S. Senate race, very competitive. Well, to wrap up the poll on the Democrat side, Governor Gretchen Whitmer came in with the highest support among Democrat primary voters. Her favorability rating heading into the last year of her governorship among Democrats, she's at 93.1% favorable rating. U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin also received high marks, coming in at 70%. Among the Democrats, economic concerns again dominate their priorities. More than a third of the Democratic respondents, 38.4%, cited inflation or the broader economy as the most important issue facing Michigan, far ahead of other concerns like healthcare, infrastructure, and education. That's exactly the same issues the Republicans cited, inflation and the broader economy. So both parties, voters, are concerned about that issue, inflation slash broader economy. At the Democrat side, the survey reveals broader dissatisfaction with the political system. Almost two-thirds of the Democratic primary voters, 62.6%, said the two-party system no longer works for America. Majority also said the Democratic Party does not hold the same values it did just 20 years ago. Looking ahead to the presidential Democrat primary for president in 2028, Whitmer leads hypothetical Democratic primary field. She got 20.9%. Transportation Secretary, former under Biden, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, also from Michigan, comes in at 17%. California Governor Gavin Newsom came in third at 15.2%. Overall, the poll paints a picture of a Democratic electorate that is highly motivated, strongly aligned behind its current leadership, but still has some sorting through a competitive and unsettled Senate primary contest that could evolve significantly in the coming months. So that's the results of the poll. And I got to be honest with you, Glenn Gariff Group, they lean left. I'm seeing a reoccurring theme here among these left-leaning polling companies. They are really pushing, and according to their polls, claiming that John James is in the lead. I find that hard to believe. Because the people I talk to, the party insiders, the people that vote, the people that are engaged, I don't know anybody that's supporting John James. Seriously, I do not know one person that is supporting John James. He was booed at the endorsement convention in Novi back on March 28th. Over 2,200 precinct delegates, almost 700 alternates, 3,000 Republicans, precinct delegates. And he was booed when he was called up to speak. I don't get where these polling companies get their list of quote unquote 500 most likely Republicans to vote. I got a question. Did any of you guys get a call from Glenn Gariff Group? Were you polled last Tuesday through Friday, April 21st through the 24th? Were any of you guys called? If you were, text me Y for yes, or text me yes. I wasn't. Vicky wasn't. I don't know anybody that participated in this poll. I always wonder, where do they get their list? Who is this 500 most likely voters? But those are the numbers. That's what they came up with. Well, I do know Perry Johnson is continuing to spend money now that the signatures have been turned in. And his signatures are under a very high scrutiny per John James's request with the Secretary of State Bureau of Elections. We're looking for those stories as soon as they come out. Who is confirmed for sure? Signatures are good and they will be on the ballot. Hour number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22